Good evening. Welcome to the May Budget Annual Certification Meeting. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you again for joining us. And at this time, I will turn the mic over to our school attorney.
Thank you, Mr. Jaime. We conducted the election in accordance with the requirements of the statute. And we have the polls were open from 6 to 9, and we have the results as they have been tabulated. And on the Elmont budget, the totals are yes, 714, no, 210. The budget passed by 504 votes. Congratulations to the board and to the superintendent and to the public in Elmont. They made a very wise choice. Proposition 2, the Sewanika budget, Sewanika Central High School budget, yes, 677, no, 226, a plurality of 451, yes. That leaves Elmont with a plurality of 451, and depending on the votes of the other components of the district, the budget will hopefully prevail. For Proposition 3, the public has to vote on the capital reserves of the Sewanika District, and the vote is yes, 744, no, 184, and a plurality of 560 on that. The Elmont Public Library, yes, 751, no, 131. The library budget is approved with a plurality of 620. For member of the Board of Education, for the seat now held by Dr. Battle Burkett, for Miss Fear Melissa Johnson, 282 votes. Miss Johnson had withdrawn from the race. Yes, for Dr. Battle Burkett, 536. And Dr. Battle Burkett, we declare Burkett elected. For a member of the Board of Education, Michael Cantera, unopposed, 709 votes. We declare Mr. Cantera elected. For member of the Board of Education, Michael Jaime, 701 votes. We declare Mr. Jaime elected. For member of the Library Board, Elise Baker, 689 votes. We declare Ms. Baker elected. For member of the Library Board, for a five-year term, each Library Board, Ms. Monique Hardale, 702 votes. We declare Hardale elected. We want to thank the PTAs for their help in the promotion of the budget, and we congratulations to the board members and of the Elmont School District and of the Library Board who have been in each case reelected. That concludes my report. Thank you. I request a motion to certify the vote. Thank you, Mr. Jaime.
Congratulations to the board. First, I want to thank Diana and Anna and Celeste, who really put their best foot forward in running this. So thank you very much to Ms. Delahanty, Ms. Barbara Gallo, and Ms. Lloyd for the help today specifically, but for Diana for the preparation for this. Thank you very much, and congrats. To the PTAs, who always come out to support us, thank you so much. Dave and Fernando, thank you for, when I was ill, for taking those Zooms and showing the community what this is all about. I appreciate your help. And I just want to say from the beginning that this is impossible without the real insight of Mr. Galante. Tom, I want to say thank you. Really appreciate your insight, and your depth of knowledge is second to none when it comes to crafting a budget, not just for this year, but looking ahead 5 years and knowing that we're going to be okay or where the danger zones are. So I want to say thank you, Mr. Galante, and thank you to Mr. Nugent also for your support to this process. Congratulations, Dr. Battle-Burkett, Dr. Cantara, and Mr. Jaime. Thank you for all of your support. Have a great night.
Thank you, and congratulations to my colleagues who have been reelected for another 3 years. Looking forward to working with you and the rest of the board in this mission. As Mr. Nugent said, we'd like to continuously thank the PTA for the hard work that they do in getting the budget vote message out, as well as our teachers' union. And thank you to the community for coming out and showing our scholars what's important. And again, thank you to Mr. Rosner, Mr. Nugent, and Mr. Galante for the work that they've done in helping us craft and understand this budget. And we look forward to starting the process again in a couple of months. I think at this time we have one item for board action that the school attorney will read into the record.
All right, I have the following motion. The board is familiar with the background for this motion. It involves construction of the that's related to the bond issue that the public voted on. This is not bond money. This is construction money within the district. And the motion reads, resolved that the following contracts be awarded based on state and local government contract rates relating to the construction and installation of security vestibules. Renew contracting and restoration for general construction for an amount not to exceed $279,200. L&J Heating and Air Conditioning Incorporated for HVAC for an amount not to exceed $33,475. P&M Doors for interior security entrance doors and hardware, including frames, for an amount not to exceed $56,888. And Milburn Sales Company Incorporated, DBA Milburn Flooring Mills, for flooring for an amount not to exceed $5,500. A letter of intention will be issued immediately to each contractor, and purchase orders thereafter upon the State Ed Department project approval. I ask for a motion.
Moved by Dr. Cantara, second by Mr. Mafia. Any discussion? All in favor? So we have four yeses and two noes. Well, I'm sorry. Let me say that again. Four yeses, one abstention, and one opposed.
All right. Please note the parties who have voted yes and those that are voting either abstaining or voting no.
Okay. So we have...
That has to be done for the record.
So for the record, Dr. Cantara voted yes. For the record, Mr. Mafia voted yes. For the record, Ms. Capers votes no. For the record, Ms. Early Davis votes yes. I'm sorry. Oh, she has a question. You want to ask your question? Oh. All right, so she has a question that she wants to ask offline.
Oh.
So do you want to pull?
Can I, by way of explanation, this is summer work. If this motion is defeated tonight, we will be unable to commence the work this summer. It will delay the work at least 3 months. It will delay the work to the fall. This is the work that we put before the public on November 30th. And the public voted yes. The work, we are basing this on current rates in an inflationary period. In a period of substantial economic upheaval. And we are doing the best we can to procure the materials and the work necessary to complete these projects within the amount approved by public vote. As I say, it's in an inflationary period, and we are not sure that if this is delayed substantially, as it will be if this motion is defeated, that we will be able to bring in this work at the price that we now offer. In addition, we are in a period of supply chain crises, and we hope to be able to procure all of the materials to construct the security booths in sufficient time. Ms. Early Davis, would you like to leave the room and I will speak to you personally? Is that yes? Okay, can we have a moment?
Sure. So at this time, we're going to take a 10-minute recess.
Very good.
Okay. So prior to taking the recess, we had a board member that had a question on the contract that was on the table. The question that the board member had was asked and answered satisfactorily, and we will now... Should we start?
It's now to Ms. Early Davis to vote.
Oh, okay. So
the others have voted already.
Okay. So can you just refresh my memory on
there were
how we started?
It was Cantera, yes.
Mafia, yes.
Mafia, yes.
Michael Hyman, yes.
I'm a yes.
You had Tiffany, no, and can you go home?
No.
She's abstaining. So
Burkett abstained.
Was a no. And Ms. Early Davis, you're okay with yes. Okay.
So
the motion carries. At this time, I'd ask for a motion to adjourn. Moved by Dr. Battle Burkett, second by Mr. Mafia. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries. Thank you, everyone, and have a good night.
Thank you.